Called the Attacks. We're from Denmark. I'm Terry and
I'm Jimmy. The two others are down in the bar drinking some drinks, getting ready for the concert tonight. Yeah.
We don't want to sound like a band who just tries to copy everything from the 60s. We want to take the good things from the 60s and the good things from today.
I'm the lead singer and I do some of the guitar parts in the songs, but this guy is the guitar whiz. He's the lead guitarist.
Yeah.
And the two others, we have four in the band. We have Johnny, yeah, who's the bass player, and then we have Richie, who's the drummer. Yeah. 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 Jimmy, Johnny, Terry, and Richie Attack.
Yeah. We met each other in high school.
Yeah.
Yeah. And been playing since we were 16 years old. So
we've been playing for like 5 years. Yeah. 5 years together. Working up our reputation and well, we are definitely influenced by the 60s. Different bands like The Kinks, The Who, definitely, and yeah, Rolling Stones, of course. But in general, like the 60s rock and roll scene has influenced us a lot. But we just, of course, we're also influenced by the more modern music. So we have brought a bit more modern sound to the old school rock and roll.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Helper, oh, yeah, it gave me a helping hand to
you would have an idea, I would have an idea, like for a few guitar chords and perhaps some vocal.
Yeah.
And then we would take it to the rehearsal room, the rehearsal space, and we're just gonna fool around with it, just gonna play it for the other guys, and then they're gonna play some drums and some bass.
Yeah, I think we start out always jamming a bit, just jam the song, and then when we decide that this song is a good song, we start working on the drum and bass to get the punch into the song, and then we rearrange the guitars and stuff so everything is in its own space and doesn't take up the beat. Yeah,
we have done a lot of songs we never played elsewhere than Hungary. We're playing tonight.
Yeah.
We just did a new album which is coming out in September, and we're going to play a lot of new songs tonight for the first time ever here in Hungary.
Yeah!
girls. Yeah, alcohol. You know, just like, it may sound cliche, but it's like when you're 22, 23, it's like kind of what's in the, we don't want to get political or anything, so it's kind of what takes up our life right now.
You know, when we did the first album, we wanted it to sound just like what we were feeling. And when you, we were 20, 19 years old when we did the first album. And what you're feeling when you're 19 or 20 is lust, you know. You want to get the girls, you want to, you know, and that's what we did an album about. And that's what really matters, isn't it?
Yeah, right, that's, now it is. Well, of course, we like individuals have some political views, but we don't bring that into our own music because we are playing rock and roll music, and we don't want to bring politics into it because that's just not us. That would just seem a bit fake to us. Yeah.
We did our first album with an English producer called Liam Watson, and he's also done a lot of work on our new album, and he's really good at arranging and helping us achieving what we want to, because it's our thing and we wanted to do it like we wanted to, and he's really good at helping us make us sound like we want to.
Well, first time we recorded our debut album, our goal there was to make a record that sounded almost like 66, you know, like all our icons. But for this second album, our wish was to have an album with some influence from the 60s, but also with a modern sound, with some more punch. And so this time the goal was to have, like, give rock and roll some new life and get it back in the picture, because right now it's mostly electronic music you hear in the radio. So we just want to get rock and roll back on track.
Yeah. We only live 5 million people in Denmark, so it's a bit easier to get into the magazines, I would imagine. And that's really the way to go about it. It's just playing, keep on playing good shows, see if some magazines want to do some interviews. We did a lot in Germany, in America and Canada. And people just, you know, if you just keep on working as hard as you can every night, doing better and better shows, I think, you know, that's a way to promote ourselves.
Crunchy Frog is the name of our label. It's a Danish label, indie label, but it's a good label, the best and the biggest indie label in Denmark right now. So they have had some good bands like the Ravenettes and the Junior Senior, like bands that have made it international. So we're really happy being at Crunchy Frog.
Every audience, I think, but it's a bit different, the mentality. I think the Hungarians, they have so much humor, they're very funny people, you know, and you'd be places, not Germany, but you'd be places where people don't get our humor.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah. But like music-wise, playing outside of Denmark, we've played Spain and Portugal and Germany and France and, yeah, the United States and, yeah. The good thing about getting out of Denmark is, like, in Germany and Spain and Portugal and here, is, like, people are more into the music. In Denmark, people get drunk and maybe listen to the music, but in, like, in Germany and Spain, where we have played a lot, people really come to listen to music and they just have a ball. And that's great. That's a good thing about getting outside of Denmark.
There are some really good bands, but there's a lot of electronic music, which we don't like. But there's a quite a good scene for rock music. You know, there would be a lot of people showing up. So we love playing in Denmark, but it's different.
I think Denmark is kind of the same as all around Europe and like all around the world, because right now it's just really mainstream music is like electronic or pop music. And so in Denmark, we don't really fit into the mainstream music. But it's starting to change, actually. More and more rock and roll bands are starting to come up again. And just like around 2000, a lot of rock and roll music was going on. And I think it's coming back right now.
We want to push it as far as our luck will take us, and we're working really hard, and we just want to be the biggest. Isn't it true?
Yeah, of course.
But everybody wants to be the biggest.
The deepest cuts. We did all the love go. We did all the love go. Twisting a lot, yeah. Now this is the old one of ours, Baby Baby. Oh,
So cold.
Rejecting all of that is fair. I'm trying.
Thank you so much.
You guys, you're really rough. It's so good to be here.
Now you have to be animals on this one because this is a really, really animalistic song.
It's about animal love.
Time to run out with the cutouts, man. This is tough work, and we know it is for you, so let's sweat together. Cheers! Oscar love you.
Kiváló magyar és külföldi művészek, mesterművek a Műpa komoly zenei műsorában, a Dunán. Csütörtökön két ifjúkori remek mű és két felülmúlhatatlan csoda, Bartók Béla utolsó korszakából. Csütörtökön Műpárt klasszik, a Dunán.
Nos, milyen a halott?
Hogyan ölték meg?
Egy lövés az arcába a revolverrel.
Szerinted is így történt a dolog?
Dehogy is.
A lányt nem itt ölték meg. Előbb lemosták, és csak utána hozták a partra. Egy gyilkos kevesebb, mint 10 méterről lőtt rá. Fekete színű gyapjúszálakat találtam az áldozat fejében.
Akkor én most elmondom, szerintem mi történt. Ha mégsem így volt, csak szóljon.
Szicíliai bűnügyi mozaik. Montalbano felügyelő. Pénteken este a Dunán.
Csikó Szabolcs vagyok, néptáncos. Igazából semmi önbizalmam nem volt, szóval én nem is gondoltam volna, hogy ide eljutok, de sikerült. Nem szabad feladni, mert ha egyszer megtorpan az ember, onnan nagyon nehéz felállni.
Főszállott apával, hamarosan a Dunán.